Jane, age 18. Scouting missions always sounded cool in The Sims, but holy shit, were they ever boring in real life? Jane had been tucked into the same scrap pile for a full day, watching carefully through the binoculars she'd fashioned out of some storage canisters and a sheet of plex. The view was fuzzy, but she could make things out well enough. Nothing was happening. That was good. It needed to stay that way. She was a four-day walk from home, and being away was hard. The night was bitter cold. Even with the sleeping bag she'd stitched together, seat fabric inside and out, with upholstery foam stuffed inside for squish and warmth. She was cranky. She was stiff. She missed Owl. She wanted warm food, cold water, and an actual bathroom. She was scared, which was to be expected, but had to be ignored. If she couldn't pull this part off, none of what they'd done over the years would matter. If she couldn't pull this off, they'd never leave. There was a factory beyond her scrap pile. Not the one she'd come from, but clearly of the same make. She'd never been there before, but Owl had, when the shuttle first came to the scrapyard. This wasn't just any factory. This was a fuel recycling plant. Any vehicles that made their way to the scrapyard passed through there first. Owl remembered workers, very young, she said, fitting tubes into the fuel tanks, sucking the ship's reserves dry. Owl doubted the fuel removal was a safety precaution. The scrapyard was full of weird, leaky things, and nothing else from the shuttle had been removed, except for the water. They'd taken that, too. No, Owl thought it likely that the Enhanced were reusing the fuel, and from what Jane had seen, that seemed like a safe bet. Crewless cargo carriers dropped off big bellyfuls of old junkers and skiffs at one end of the factory. Barrels were picked up by smaller carriers at the other end. It was so neat and tidy and sealed off. Everything about it made Jane's fists go tight. She knew that behind those walls there were workers, little Janes, little Sarahs, all as empty and wasted as she'd once been. She wanted to tell them how things were. She wanted to run in, hug them, kiss their bruises and scrapes, explain planets and aliens, teach them to speak Klip. Take them away with her. Take them away from all this shit. But she couldn't. She'd be toast if there were mothers in there. There had to be, and it made her want to throw up. She was just one girl. The Enhanced were a society, a machine. And no matter what The Sims said about the power of a single, solitary hero, there were some things just too big to change alone. There was nothing she could do but help herself and Owl. That was a cold, mushy mouthful to choke down. But that's all there was to it. She wasn't even sure she could do that much. Looking at the factory made her shaky. It was huge, riveted, dominating. It wanted nothing more than to swallow her whole. And there she was, trying to find the best way to dive in. She had to try. For her sake and for Owl's, she had to try. There were two obvious openings, the drop point for the scrap and the exit for the barrels. Both seemed like stupid ideas. There had to be mothers or cameras or something there, making sure no girls got out. What she'd had her binoculars focused on for the past day was way more interesting and way more scary. There was a short tower on the side of the factory, and on top of it, a door. A person-sized door with a small platform attached to it, the kind of thing she imagined a skiff could dock itself to. There was no telling what was through the door or who. She remembered the mother holding Jane 64, staring furiously at the hole in the wall, unable to step beyond it. She was pretty sure the mothers never left the factories. Couldn't leave the factories? That meant this was a door for people. But what kind of people? Those were the questions that had kept her there in the scrap pile, tucked into a small cubby, switching her legs to get the ache out of them. The door hadn't moved since she got there, not in a whole day. No skiffs, no people. Just a door, with who knew what on the other side. She had to try. She left her cubby that night, moving quick and quiet through the yard. She was scared, stupid scared. But it was this or nothing. It was this or hang out in the shuttle forever until everything broke beyond repair or the dogs got her, whichever came first. No way. No fucking way. I'm not leaving my bones here, she said to herself as she moved. I'm not leaving my bones here. She had a different weapon for this trip. A gun, or something rather like one. It was smaller, lighter, fit comfy in one hand. It could kill a dog, sure, but it wasn't meant for that. This weapon was meant for something she really, really hoped she wouldn't have to do. Owl hadn't said much when Jane had built it. What was there to say? They both knew what was at stake. They both knew what it might cost. Jane reached the edge of the factory. A metal ladder led up to the platform, rusty and cold. She stood under it, feet heavy, hands shaking. Shit, she whispered. She ran her hands over her head. She wanted to turn around. She wanted nothing more than to turn right the hell around and go home. She climbed the ladder. She hoped she'd climb back down it. The door at the top didn't have a latch or a handle. There was some kind of scanning pad instead, and she had no idea what would happen if she touched it. Was it keyed to particular fingerprints or bio readings? Would an alarm go off if the wrong person put their hand on it? Would... She had more questions, but they vanished the second the door opened and a man stood in its place. Jane almost shot him. That's what weapons were for, and she had one humming in her hand. But she wasn't dealing with a dog. This was a man. A man. Like in The Sims. A young man, she guessed. Maybe a little older than her. A man who looked ready to shit himself. He stared at her. She stared back. He looked at the gun, confused, terrified. He was a person. A person. Like she was. Made of breath and blood and bones. She raised her weapon higher. Are there alarms? She asked. It had been a long time since she'd spoken Skoensk, and the words would have felt weird on her lips even if they hadn't been dry and trembling. The man shook his head. Are there cameras? He shook his head again. Can I get inside without anyone else seeing me? He nodded. Are you lying? If you're lying, I'm not kidding. She wrapped her other hand around the gun. Stars, who was she right now? The man shook his head furiously, his eyes begging. She jabbed the gun at him, like she'd seen done in The Sims. Inside, now! The man stepped backward slowly. She followed, hardly daring to blink. She took one hand off the gun and closed the door behind her. He stepped back into a room, a not very big room, full of control panels and monitors and... drawings? There were drawings tacked to the blank spots on the walls. Waterfalls, canyons, forests. Jane frowned. What the fuck was this? This guy was enhanced, had to be. He was tall and healthy and had hair, which was hard not to stare at. But he was in a factory, alone, it seemed. What was he doing there? The man's eyes flickered to a control panel with a large red button on one side. Jane didn't have to think hard to guess what it was. Don't, she said, keeping the gun high. Don't even think about it. He looked to the floor, shoulders slumped. Okay, Jane thought. Okay, now what? She was in a room, in a factory, with a freaked-out stranger and no plan. Sit, she said, nodding at a chair. The man obeyed. She looked at the monitors. Live camera feeds, all gut-punchingly familiar. conveyor belts, scrap piles, sleeping little bodies in a dorm room, two to a bunk, mothers walking the halls, mothers, mothers. Jane wanted to scream. "Do you watch them?" she asked, angling her head toward the feet of the dorm. Is that what you do here?" The man nodded. "Why?" She had a job to do, yes, but this was confusing as shit. Had her factory had someone like this? Someones, maybe? The man looked pained. He said nothing. "Why?" Jane repeated. Are you some kind of backup? Like a failsafe? In case the girls take over or the mothers break down?" The man looked at the red button and nodded. Jane looked around the room again. She'd only been in there a minute, but it looked like a fucking miserable place to be. Two small windows looking out to the hell outside. A wall of camera feeds broadcasting the hell within. There was a hole in the floor, too, with a ladder stretching downward. She walked back toward it, never turning her back on the man, and glanced down. She could see the corner of a bed down there, a potted plant, some basic furniture, more drawings, something that looked like a sim hub. "Is this like a punishment or something? How long have you been here?" The man opened and closed his mouth, but no sound came out. Was he that scared? Stars. "Look," Jane said, "I don't want to hurt you, okay? I will if you start anything, but I don't want to. I just need answers." She kept her voice quiet, but didn't lower the gun. "What's your name?" The man's eyes fell shut.
Ooh.
Jane frowned. "What's the matter? Can you talk?"
Lorian.
Lorian? He nodded. His face contorted with frustration. He looked like he might cry.
"Lorian,"
Jane said. The gun sank a smidge lower. "Your name is Lorian."